我叫 Amy， 我来自一家中国的投资公司叫 Aisen。
Amy Chow from Shanghai is in Australia to buy farms.
We are very interested in investment in Australia, especially in dairy industry. And we're looking around for several months. So we have been in discussion with somebody in Tasmania or in Victoria.
Ms. Chow and her husband head up the Essen International Investment Group, which already owns farms milking 10,000 cows in China, and now they want to expand into Australia. Their story reflects booming demand from China for Australian food products and a growing trend of Chinese not only buying our produce, but buying into our farms.A joint partnership of two Chinese firms this week announced the establishment of a $3 billion fund to invest in Australian agriculture. Ms. Chow was among about 50 Chinese investors at a Dairy Australia investment forum in Melbourne this week. She says Australia is popular with Chinese agricultural investors for its clean environment and its reputation for quality produce.
For dairy industry, back in China, the market liked the product from Australia.And it is nothing can, seems it cannot be replaced by other countries' product in terms of dairy products.
Is demand for dairy products increasing in China?
Oh, definitely. And there's a huge market. Because traditionally, my fellow people, we don't consume a lot of dairy products. But recently, we all realized that how important dairy for people's health. So it's increasing a lot.
So what sort of dairy products are Chinese people starting to eat that they didn't used to?
Such as a cheese, but milk, of course, is already there, such as cheese. In my generation or my parents' generation, they did not like cheese at all, but our children, they just, you know, daily they consume that.
While Chinese investors like Ms. Chow are in Australia looking at farms, an Australian real estate company has headed to China to find buyers for a bunch of farming properties.They're hoping to sell everything from a single vineyard in Victoria for just under $1 million to a large dairy aggregation in Tasmania for $120 million. It's the second time real estate group Landmark Harcourt has showcased rural properties in China, and the group's Director of China Business Development, Jason Hellyer, says they've learnt a lot about what Chinese buyers want.
Fundamentally, most...Chinese investors that we've currently met with, this is a bit of a generalisation, but most that we've met with don't really have any intention of flying out here and building a house and living here and running the property themselves. What they're after is partnerships with current Australian producers that have the skill and expertise to run an efficient and profitable farm. So that's where the real opportunity is.
Amy Chow says her investment fund had intended to buy and operate Australian farms, but after hearing the experiences of other Chinese investors who've struggled to navigate Australian farming systems, they'll now rethink that decision.
At the beginning, we would like to buy a farm, but after a conversation or communication with a lot of people in the industry, it seems that it's a good idea that we just own a farm, but we still leave the management to the local experts. Definitely, there will be a different environment, different from China, and there's a lot of different legislation thing. I think leave the things to the people who know how to deal with that. It's a good idea.